The bushes crashed ahead of them. Boys flung themselves wildly from the big track and scrabbled in the creepers, screaming. Ralph saw Jack nudged aside and fall. Then there was a creature bounding along the pig track towards him, with tusks gleaming and an intimidating grunt. Ralph found he was able to measure the distance coldly and take aim. With the boar only 5 yards away, he flung the foolish wooden stick that he carried, saw it hit the great snout, and hang there for a moment. The boar's note changed to a squeal, and it swerved aside into the covert. The pig run filled with shouting boys again. Jack came running back and poked about in the undergrowth. "Through here!" "But he'd do us!" "Through here, I said!" The boar was floundering away from them. They found another pig run parallel to the first, and Jack raced away. Ralph was full of fright and apprehension and pride. "I hit him. The spear stuck in." Now they came unexpectedly to an open space by the sea. Jack cast about on the bare rock and looked anxious. "He's gone." "I hit him," said Ralph again, "and the spear stuck in a bit." He felt the need of witnesses. "Didn't you see me?" Morris nodded. "I saw you. Right bang on his snout. Whee-hee!" Ralph talked on excitedly. "I hit him all right. The spear stuck in. I wounded him." He sunned himself in their new respect and felt that hunting was good, after all. "I walloped him properly. That was the beast, I think." Jack came back. "That wasn't the beast. That was a boar. I hit him. Why didn't you grab him? I tried..." Ralph's voice ran up. "But a boar!" Jack flushed suddenly. "You said he'd do us. What did you want to throw for? Why didn't you wait?" He held out his arm. "Look." He turned his left forearm for them all to see. On the outside was a rip. Not much, but bloody. "He did that with his tusks. I couldn't get my spear down in time." Attention focused on Jack. "That's a wound," said Simon. "And you ought to suck it. Like Berengaria." Jack sucked. "I hit him," said Ralph indignantly. "I hit him with my spear. I wounded him." He tried for their attention. "He was coming along the path. I threw like this." Robert snarled at him. Ralph entered into the play and everybody laughed. Presently they were all jabbing at Robert, who made mock rushes. Jack shouted, "Make a ring!" The circle moved in and round. Robert squealed in mock terror, then in real pain. "Ow! Stop it! You're hurting!" The butt end of a spear fell on his back and he blundered among them. "Hold him!" They got his arms and legs. Ralph, carried away by a sudden thick excitement, grabbed Eric's spear and jabbed at Robert with it. "Kill him! Kill him!" All at once, Robert was screaming and struggling with the strength of frenzy. Jack had him by the hair and was brandishing his knife. Behind him was Roger, fighting to get close. The chant rose ritually, as the last moment of a dance or a hunt. "Kill the pig! Cut his throat! Kill the pig! Bash him in!" Ralph, too, was fighting to get near, to get a handful of that brown, vulnerable flesh. The desire to squeeze and hurt was overmastering. Jack's arm came down. The heaving circle cheered and made pig-dying noises. Then they lay quiet, panting, listening to Robert's frightened snivels. He wiped his face with a dirty arm and made an effort to retrieve his status. "Oh, my bum!" He rubbed his rump ruefully. Jack rolled over. "That was a good game." "Just a game," said Ralph uneasily. "I got jolly badly hurt at Rugger once." "We ought to have a drum," said Morris. "Then we could do it properly." Ralph looked at him. "How properly?" "I don't know." "You want a fire, I think, and a drum, and you keep time to the drum."
"You want a pig," said Roger, "like a real hunt."
"Or someone to pretend," said Jack. "You could get someone to dress up as a pig, and then he could act, you know, pretend to knock me over and all that."
"You want a real pig," said Robert, still caressing his rump, "because you've got to kill him."
"Use a little un," said Jack, and everybody laughed.
Ralph sat up. "Well, We shan't find what we're looking for at this rate. One by one they stood up, twitching rags into place. Ralph looked at Jack. Now for the mountain. Shouldn't we go back to Piggy? Said Morris. Before dark? The twins nodded like one boy.
Yes, that's right. Let's go up there in the morning.
Ralph looked out and saw the sea. We've got to start the fire again.
You haven't got Piggy's specs, said Jack, so you can't.
Then we'll find out if the mountain's clear. Morris spoke, hesitating, not wanting to seem a funk. Supposing the beast's up there. Jack brandished his spear.
We'll kill it.
The sun seemed a little cooler. He slashed with the spear.
What are we waiting for?
I suppose, said Ralph, if we keep on by the sea this way, we'll come out below the burnt bit, and then we can climb the mountain.